John 17:17. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. It means sanctification. I don't think we need to spend too much time on the fact that this is a process. But, Father, keep them from evil. Keep them away from that. And what? Move them in another direction toward more and more holiness. Sanctification is that work of God whereby the whole man is being renewed. And you ought to be able to think of a verse that talks about the world and talks about not being like the world and belonging to the world, and rather than that being renewed, don't be conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Basically, that's what happens. It's sanctification. It's renewal, renewal, renewal. The renewal of the Holy Spirit. What if our bodies, our minds, our souls, our understanding, it's all being renewed. That's the object of sanctification. And this is what Jesus is praying. And I just ask you this. Can Jesus be denied? He can't be denied. And the thing that we don't want to lose here is what the means is. The means of the sanctification is truth. Your word is truth. So guess what? The way you're going to go out into the world, not be contaminated by the world, get your joy from God, not your joy from the world, is to have the word of God with you in that bubble out there in the middle of this ocean. Because if you don't live close to the word of God, then you're not going to have the sanctification, because the sanctification is directly tied to the word of God. Brethren, if you are not in this word every day and probably multiple times a day, then don't expect that you're going to have the joy. Don't expect that you're going to have the effect on the world. Don't expect that you're going to stay pure while being in the world. Don't expect those things. Why? Because the sanctification is tied to this book. Man does not live by bread alone. He lives by the words that come out of this book. This is transformative. There is something supernatural about this book. The Spirit of God empowers it. We recognize that. It's the power of God when the Spirit, it takes God himself. Listen, lots of people read it and it's a dead letter. There's nothing magic in the words printed on this page. But the truths in it, when they come out, men, saved people, as they process the truths of this book, something happens. And it doesn't leave us the same. It makes us more like Christ. It changes us, makes us more holy. Brethren, the early church, we know what they did. Folks, no Christian can live the Christian life apart from the Bible. It's got to be the center of the Christian life, center of Christian thinking. And when you look at Acts 2, we know what the early church did. What did they do? They devoted themselves to the apostles' doctrine, and we know the other things that they, basically the fellowship and the breaking of bread and the prayers, but they devoted themselves to the apostles. What you have to ask yourself is this. I know you come and hear a sermon on Sunday because you're here doing it. But let me ask you, does the rest of your week reflect that reality? Are you devoted to the Word of God? What does that mean? I mean, look, if a man's devoted to his wife, you know what that means. Are you devoted to the Word of God? That's what they did in the early church. This means that above all others, God uses the Bible to change people. This is so critical.